Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Married Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married.
Heck yeah. If you're watching, you can kind of check out. We have a little new look. We got a sign.
Dun-da-da-da!
Yeah. Maybe there's a new lens or camera back there or something, but it should look a little bit cooler.
Yeah. I hope you guys like it.
Yeah. Somewhat of a new look. So before we get into it, we have an Amazon wish list if you'd like to support us. We have some smaller things like Bloody Mary mixes, some utensils, some DVDs and Blu-rays. Now, if you go up a little bit, there's some like mid-tier equipment stuff. Like, you know, we could use some new headphones and things like that. And if you're super rich and really like this, then there's like some really fancy things. But if you happen to get us any of that stuff, we'll throw you a shout out if you want. Maybe say something for you. So just keep that in mind if you want to donate.
Yeah,
or
that would be awesome.
Buy us some stuff from the wish list. Link is wherever you're watching this, wherever you're checking it out, wherever you're listening. Let's get into some news.
Oh, some news.
Some Scream 6 news.
Oh, all right. I'm excited about this.
So recent casting in Scream 6, they announced that Hayden Panettiere, is that how you say her name?
I think it's Panettiere.
Panettiere. Anyway, she was in Scream 4. She is cast in this. I'm
excited.
Because she was stabbed by Macaulay Culkin.
Not Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah. It would be Rory.
Rory or Kieran. One of those.
It was Rory.
She got stabbed by a Culkin.
Like
really deeply too.
And what was her name in that?
Kirby.
Kirby. Yes.
Kirby.
I'm excited.
Like Kirby Puckett.
I'm excited for her to come back.
Yeah. I mean, so for me in the Scream, whole Scream franchise, in my brain, she's kind of like a forgettable character for me. So it was pretty strange that they're bringing her back.
Okay.
But cool. I'm glad that they're bringing her back. But I was like, oh, Kirby? Okay. I guess I never got attached to her at all.
Right.
Makes sense. But
yeah,
it's cool that she's coming back.
It is cool that she's coming back. I want to see where they go with that. Because, I mean, I feel like the only ones that ever came back from Scream movies was obviously Neve Campbell's character, Courtney Cox, Dewey, and then like...
Yeah,
the main three, but... And like Randy.
Randy came back. I think her dad came back. But yeah.
But not, there wasn't a whole lot of like.
Not many people lived.
Right. True.
Yeah.
Like people that got stabbed and, you know.
Yeah, no, like
survivors.
In the first one, her cameraman died, so she had to get a new one.
Right.
Not a lot of people lived these things.
That's very true. So I'm excited to see where they take that.
Yeah. I think I was chatting with you about this, but we've never seen, aside from Dewey having like a limp, like someone severely injured survive one of these. So it'd be really interesting to see that. And I think that would be a cool twist for Kirby if like she was paralyzed or something like that. Like actually paralyzed.
Right.
Or she has a colostomy bag.
Like what happened to her? She got stabbed pretty good.
But it'd be cool to see something like that. And I think Kirby opens up the door for it. She could be in a wheelchair. That would be interesting to check out.
That would be.
Yeah. And then also they cast Dermot Mulroney, if that's how you say his name. I really like him.
So do I. He's fun.
He was Dirty Steve in Young Guns. He always had a chaw in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And aside from that, I couldn't tell you a single thing he was in, but I see him in so much. I see him in a lot of things, but I couldn't tell you what movie he's in.
Who do I get him confused?
There's another actor. There's a couple. So the chick, the Shameless, there's a few seasons where she was dating the restaurant owner. And that guy, whoever that is, kind of has the same look as him. And there's also the other actor who was in that court show, like Law and Order, maybe. But he was also in American Horror Story, the first.
Yeah, that guy. That's him. Who I get him mixed up with. Because he is super fun in American Horror Story.
Yeah.
He's super fun. And it was...
But yeah, no, we get him confused. I get him confused. I think the world gets him confused.
I think they do.
But anyways, Dermot Melrose Place.
Dermot Mulroney, believe is how you say it.
Is the recent casting choice, and I think that's interesting.
I'm excited. Who's he gonna play?
I mean, he's older, so he's playing someone's father, or he's the new sheriff or cop figure because Dewey's dead now.
Right, but aren't they taking it out of that town and moving it to a different location?
That was another news drop not too long ago. And at first I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I was like, oh, they've done that. Scream 2 was in some other town in college.
Yeah, she went to college.
Scream 3 was in
L.A.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
4, they went back to Woodsboro. And then the recent one, Woodsboro, it started in like Burbank or something. No, it was
Anaheim. Yeah. It was somewhere in California.
Yeah. So now they're going somewhere else. Yeah. So I'm curious to see the movie. I'm excited for it.
I'm curious to see where they go. Where they go.
Yeah.
You know, like who's going to be the killer this time? Who's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of the fun of Scream, I think. When they bring up a new one, you're like, well, shit, like they killed, you shoot them in the head. So like they're dead. So yeah. Who's
the next one?
Who's the next one? What's coming next? Yeah. So
come on, Stu. Bring back Stu. Come on, Stu.
Stu.
What else I see recently? There's like a Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
What?
Yeah. Did you see anything about this?
I did not. Explain.
It's there's not much to tell. There was stills, and it's a guy in a Winnie the Pooh mask. It kind of looks like a home invasion-ish thing, like Strangers, except they're Winnie the Pooh characters.
I wonder how they get the license.
You know, I was thinking about the same thing. Like, is that a public domain thing now? Is Winnie the Pooh so old? But I don't think so, because I feel like recently they did another Winnie the Pooh thing.
They did.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just a really close resemblance, but it's just flat out, it's a Winnie the Pooh, and they've said it. So I'm curious.
I want to, is there a piglet? Is there a little person that has a piglet? Oh my God.
I remember reading something about Eeyore too. Like they've killed Eeyore. I don't know.
Eeyore's like a depressed motherfucker. Yeah. So I wouldn't put him past him to off himself, and then they come together. I don't know. This is interesting.
That's on our radar if that comes out this year for sure. I'm curious if that'll make a best or a worst for that one.
I'm just curious all around is what the fuck are they going to do with Winnie the Pooh whore? I mean, there's a lot. I mean,
yeah, I have no idea. I hope we get to see his dick, though. That's all I want.
Winnie the Pooh's dick?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. I mean, we're getting a lot of penises lately.
That is true.
I'm just saying that the birth of getting to see dicks is pretty great.
It's not a birth. I mean, we're just having another penaissance.
I feel it's starting to balance some stuff out because boobs are everywhere in horror.
Yes.
And there's been more dicks in entertainment in general.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see more dicks.
Yeah, because I think like the last dick we saw was in X. There was a lot of titties, and then you saw his dick. You did see his dick. It could have been prosthetic, but you did see the dick.
Hatchet 4,
there was dicks.
The last Hatchet, the guy comes, whips his dick out, and was like, sign my dick.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't recent.
It's not recent, but that was great.
Yeah, that was. I guess in a non-horror thing, I watched the first episode of The New Kids in the Hall, and their dicks were out. I couldn't tell. I think that was their real dicks. They could have had like a prosthetic on there, but it just looked like their dicks.
It's dicks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more dicks.
Yeah, more dicks.
I like it. Balancing it out a little bit.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, dicks, yeah. So how about this? Let's do sequel or remake. I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay.
So whatever they do with this new Halloween coming out, it's going to end it, right? Yeah, whatever they do. So where do they go with that franchise? Do they continue on with that, or are they just rebooting it again? Because it makes money. So you know they're going to do something. I imagine that they're just... Maybe that's a bad idea, because it's a bad example, because it's already a trilogy. So, of course, they're going to do something brand new when it's over.
Right.
So let's go something that has been dead for a while, like Friday the 13th, which has been sad. It's been dead for a while. What do you do with that? You sequel it? Where do you sequel it from? You have to reboot it. Kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street, right? They tried rebooting it. So where do they go now? Do they like keep that actor and keep making more like 10 years later? Or does it get reboot again?
I think they'd have to for Friday the 13th, you're going to need to reboot it again. Because it's been too long since the reboot. I think, to like...
So that's what you want to see? You want to see it starting all over again?
I do. And I want to see a Mrs. I want to see a Mama Voorhees.
Mm.
The remake, the reboot, didn't have Mama... I mean, they started with just him being the killer first.
Well, yeah, you had flashbacks. Your intro was... You
did.
You got Friday the 13th, the first
via
one...
Yeah, flashbacks.
...in the intro credits.
I want to see... I want to see it remade with Mama Voorhees.
Yeah.
We haven't done it yet.
So, okay. I don't... You can't call it Friday the 13th then. So, I think if you do a Voorhees, a Mom Voorhees movie, then it should be called... It should be called Pamela Voorhees. Or it should be called Pamela. And
or
that should be a series.
Or just Voorhees. Ooh, a series would be fun.
I mean, I think you could do a series or a movie and end it with, like, the tease of him, but...
I'm just saying, like, we got Friday the 13th, the first one. There is no goddamn Jason in it. So why can't we do it again?
Well, that one, it's not the best one.
I don't care. You still, she kicked off, she kicked it off.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. I want to know, I want to see more about Mama Voorhees. I want a reboot of her in it. I want something with her in it. Like, have her in the first part, have him in the fucking end of it if you need to. But I want to see that. Because you haven't done it in a reboot, because you're all about Jason. I'm just saying.
No, I agree. I think that would be cool, but I don't think you can call it Friday the 13th then.
Okay.
Because I think Friday the 13th, you need Jason. That's what I want to see. Like, if you want to do a Pamela movie, then name it Pamela Voorhees the 14th. It can't be called
Pamela
that.
The 14th?
Yeah. But also, so Friday the 13th, the series... Their time, like, so 1 through 8 is consistent with the killers, right?
Yep.
And in 8, he's for sure dead. Because they hit him with toxic waste. He melted down into a little boy.
And
he is,
child
he is
him,
for sure dead and gone.
His inner child emerged.
Yes.
And it was a whole healing process for
it was.
Himself.
Like, because all, you know, in 7, he got drugged down to the lake. So it starts, like, it was pretty consistent, right?
Right.
So then New Line picked it up. And they just ignored everything. Your favorite one, Jason Goes to Hell.
If you're watching,
yeah,
I'm repping my Jason Goes
on.
To Hell shirt.
part 9, they ignored that one for sure because he's just there.
Right.
Yeah. And then they for sure kill him. They drag him to hell at the end of that.
Right.
And then the next one was Space. And so they just ignored the Goes to Hell one. So when New Line picked it up, there was just no consistency.
There was not.
I mean, with... anything. And then they did Freddy versus Jason, which just ignored those two too. So they were all standalones. New Line did standalones with
they
them,
did
right. And then after that was the remake. So I don't know, make a standalone again.
You could,
right? Just be like, here, Jason's here, he's killing people, let's do it. Have a take. If I was gonna do it, it would be, I would lean into the 80s for sure.
Really?
It would be zombie Jason. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shocking.
It would just be, he would come the fuck back. And you could have Pamela in it. You could have the dad in it. But the core is Jason for sure. But then I would lean into, actually what was in this one was that he's a deadite.
Yeah.
And then
tie it into Evil Dead.
You could not have Bruce Campbell fight him, but he could run the bookstore.
There's always the roadside occult shop.
In part 6, Tommy Jarvis, he stops at the bookstore to get the book.
He stops at the roadside occult shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bruce Campbell can run it. So
that
then
would
he
be
could
awesome.
They could tell, he can tell like the teens how to defeat him. Yeah, I think
that
I
would
know.
Be a lot of fun.
That's what I would want to. That's what I would make. That's what I want to see. I do. I think it would be really cool to see a Pamela Voorhees movie, but you just can't call it Friday the 13th. That's just where I stand on that.
That's fine. We can agree to disagree because the first one is called Friday the 13th, and there's and she's the killer. So I'm just saying that.
And that's great.
That it's called there. It's already out there.
Yeah.
It's out there in the world already.
It is.
And if you're gonna reboot it and start from the beginning, you fucking start from the beginning with Mama.
Well,
just say. This is my opinion.
You can go back. You can have like her as like a teenager, right? It can take place in, I don't know, the 40s or the 50s, but it can't be called Friday the 13th. Then it's got to be called just Pamela Voorhees. I would watch that. You get, I mean, fuck, get what's
I would
her
watch
name
it too?
Yeah,
get what's her name?
That wouldn't work. I would say get Vera Farmiga from Bates Motel to play, but she's already older. So, I mean, if you're going to go teen, it wouldn't work. Anyways.
I mean, if someone made it into a series, she could play her at some point.
What do you want to... So, after this new Halloween trilogy is done, right? We both, overall, are like, about it. Especially the last one was really terrible. But once this one's done, they're announcing a new one. What do you want to see?
That's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Like, I'm trying to think of like what I'd like to see. I don't know. So these newer ones are they're leaning a little bit into old John Carpenter's stuff, right? So the first one was very much like a nod to him, and the second one was actually just a mix of all of it.
Yeah, because they had there were nods to all the Halloweens in there.
Yeah, I really don't know what you would do. Like, you know, you go back and you can do the origin of the kid, but that's kind of boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's what he does afterwards, right? He's killed
right
everybody in this town.
What he he's does done his downtime. Business.
Like he's killed Jamie Lee Curtis. He's killed everyone, and now he's like he has no purpose.
He's
in
homeless.
Life anymore.
He has no purpose in life.
So maybe it's where Michael Myers is rediscovering his purpose and his place in the world.
That would
again.
Be beautiful.
It could be like
It'd be like Halloween. Michael Myers is on his Eat, Pray, Love journey.
Michael Myers, Eat, Pray, Love. I've never seen it, but I understand where, you know, it could be a road trip flick.
Absolutely,
you know, maybe he hangs up the mask and he hangs up the outfit, throws on some human clothes, and goes about and sees what it's like in the world.
Yeah, that would
you
be
know,
fun.
Goes on some adventures and.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, because we got the reboot when Rob Zombie did it, which I think was great.
I love those. I would have loved to have seen a third one.
Super sad that we didn't get a third one.
Mm-hmm.
Because. There's so much you could dive into there with the way they ended it with Laurie.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm sure they would have made a third one if they would have let him. I think
because I feel like she could have just turned psycho and, you know, strapped on her Michael Myers boots.
Yeah, because that's
and her
thing.
Panties and go out and kill people.
Yeah, at the end of that, it was Michael Myers is dead and she has now taken on the insanity, the persona, the whatever. She became the new... killer
be fun.
Yeah,
like can we have him pop in and finish a three and get Scout back? And like
I mean, now you're in the world of awesome. You know, with other films like Marvel and DC having multiple universes. That's with true. Multiple Batmans and Spider-Mans and shit, why can't we have that in the horror world?
Right,
why can't Rob Zombie make a third one?
Right,
why can't these things exist at the same time? I think they would make money. Yeah, I don't know. Because you know they're going to keep making more of these things because they're cash cows. So it's just, what the hell are they going to do? I mean, what you could do, you bring it back to a different time. You bring it back to the 70s or the 80s or the 90s and shoot something. But I don't know. I think that's one where I have no idea what you're going to do after this trilogy is over.
Right. Not that I like these trilogies, because I don't. I'm pretty sure I've made
this
that
trilogy?
Clear.
Yeah. The Gordon Green Halloween, Green Ween. I'm funny.
Jesus. The part, you know, about it is it's the old Michael Myers, you know, they're aged. They're, you know, he's in his 60s, like, still murdering a whole half a town, but that's whatever it is because they don't know how to use a gun or shoot him or
nobody
whatever.
Knows how to use melee weapons or
no one's watched Scream.
Yeah.
The whole premise, shoot him in the head. I digress.
The latest Halloween sucks.
Yeah. So like I see that because you're bringing back the older version. Mm. But yeah, I don't know what they would do if they reboot it because like we have already got the backstory of Michael.
Yeah.
And like all of those things. So, you know,
yeah,
it could be a twist on, you know, on these ones, they kind of, the newer trilogy, they circumvent too. Like she's not the sister,
mm-hmm.
she's not anything. So maybe bringing it back to, it's just the,
yeah,
him killing babysitters and then,
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think this is one where we both don't know what they should do.
Right.
Yeah. I know that with the new one, the one coming up to end this trilogy, they better do something fucking fantastic to make me appreciate it. You know.
My bar was super fucking low when I went into the second one. I don't have a bar.
Halloween Kills.
It's in the dirt. So there's really not much.
Your bar's in the dirt.
My bar's in the dirt. So it's not like I'm going to go to, you know, Halloween Ends and be like, all right, how are we going to do this? How are you going to wrap this up? Make it great. You can't make it great for me because the one and two, I fucking hate it. Two especially. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what else? What else you got? What else you want to talk about?
I have questions.
Yeah.
So
questions.
Not questions, but. Speaking of villains,
yes.
Who is your, like, say, top five?
Ooh.
Female villains.
Female villains.
Female villains. We've talked about Final Girls and our favorite Final Girls, but who's some favorite?
Well,
female
number
villains?
One for sure is Maddie Martha, the witch, from my movie *Night of the Witch*, the short film. But no, female villains. Okay, okay. Well, female villains. We were just talking about her, Pamela Voorhees, for sure. She's on the list, right? Definitely. Okay. Oh, female villains. Oh, what's happening? What are female villains? Who are they?
Right.
Now you're making me think. Throw me some.
So, all right. Some of mine on the top five.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Is she a villain?
She's absolutely a villain.
It's been so long since I've seen those.
Okay, well.
Oh, yeah. She like burns the whole school down,
okay,
right?
We talked about this. We're watching Stranger Things with skate to the face,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're like, that's not nice. You didn't do that.
So we're probably going to do a Stranger Things review soon. But in the second episode, she was bullied.
And, I mean, she's been bullied the entire time she's been in high school.
And so she like cracks the chick in the head with a skate with a weapon and like just bleeding all over the place. I think that she went too far. You don't think that she went too far.
I was like, that bitch deserved a skate in the face.
I think that she deserved a punch, but I don't think that she deserved to have her face split open. I think that it was, you know, bullying exists in the world. It's also part of growing up and you learn how to deal with these things. But you don't pick up a blunt weapon and crack someone's face. I think she went too far. You don't think she went too far.
I don't think she went too far.
But anyway, so female villains.
So in Carrie, like they get her to the prom under false pretenses with John Travolta's pretty face. They dump fucking pig's blood on her.
Oh, yeah.
And they announce her as prom queen because she's like, oh my God, I'm prom queen. And the whole people are in there laughing in pig's blood. Fuck yes, I'm going to burn your all bitches down to the ground. That's what's happening. Just like if 11 had her powers, fucking people's heads would have been popping and that would have been great. I guess.
Well, then you would kill your...
As a person that was bullied as a child through high
school.
A
little bit. Yeah.
So like, and I also have some small anger issues. Not small, big.
No shit.
Then I'd be like, Carrie, burning down to the ground.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm just trying to rack my brain to think about female villains. Fright Night 2, I liked her. She was really good.
Jerry
Dandridge's sister. She was a really great villain. I thought she was awesome.
She was a fun villain.
I'm trying to think of them. So Pamela Voorhees, the Dandridge sister. What about you?
I have Ginger from Ginger Snaps.
Oh,
on my list.
Those are great.
Those are fun.
We need to watch those.
We do.
We've never watched those together.
No.
Yeah.
And then I like Jill on Scream 4. I like one of my, it's not like my favorite Scream, but I do love that it was her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was, and then her whole fight with herself when she beat the shit out of herself.
That was good.
That was good.
She fight clubbed herself.
She fight clubbed herself, and that was fun. And Jennifer's Body, which is technically a horror movie. So Jennifer, you know, my girl Megan Fox.
Sherry Moon Zombie's character from House of 1,000 Corpses and The Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
And Three from Hell. She's a great villain.
She is a great villain.
Baby Firefly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was probably, that's good to think about.
There's not a lot. I mean, there is some, but there's not.
Yeah.
We don't have like a big.
You don't have like a.
You don't have a Michael Myers, Freddy. A Jason, yeah. a female Freddy. Like you don't yeah. have one of those. Mm-hmm. We need one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out into the universe. I'm going to need.
I try to make them. I'll try to make another one.
I need you to make me one. Yeah. Like a big hitting female villain.
All right. Yeah. Maybe there's one that we're like glaringly just overlooking.
I'm looking at the row, the VHSs. I got a whole bunch of
VHS here, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So, oh, also,
yeah.
on a small side note, when I was thinking about this, the only movie
yes.
that I enjoy Amber Heard in is All the Boys Love Mandy Lane.
I saw that a long time ago.
The only movie I like her in.
Yeah.
And in that movie, she gets away with killing all of those boys.
Yeah.
Because she's a sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
And why would she do that?
Yeah.
I would just like to say she did not get away with it in real life this time.
Hot topics.
Hot topics.
That's not horror. Well, kind of. She's a little horrific. I liked her in The Ward, which is shot here in Spokane by John Carpenter.
That's right.
And then two actors that I work with, that you've worked with, Dan Anderson and Sally, are in that movie with her. They've acted with Amber Heard. So I'd actually be curious to like hear what they have to say about working with her and stuff like that. But, yeah, let's move on from that hot timing subject.
All right. So if you could be in any horror movie, what movie would it be and what character would you play?
Is this one that exists and I'm like, I am that character, or is this like creating a brand new horror movie that I
No, made? This is already in the bunch of horror movies that you've seen in your life.
Okay.
Not creating a new one.
Okay. And then my fate is the same as that person in the
Yeah, film. What character would you play and what movie would you be in?
Fucking Ash. I'd be in Evil Dead. Of course. I mean, I might lose my hand and get fucked up, but he's always banging chicks and having a good time at the end and defeating evil. I mean, that's what it's about. He's really great Groovy, with guns baby. And tools, and he's flying through time and defeating evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's and then after that, he goes back to his trailer and, you know, has some drinks for a few years. And yeah, of course. Did you have to ask that?
Well,
what,
yeah.
What about you? Who would you be then? If you could pick any character to be in any horror film and their fate is your fate and your fate is their fate.
Honestly, at the moment when I was thinking about it, it would be Scream and I'd be Billy Loomis.
You'd be Billy Loomis?
It's what I was feeling.
You would have a lot of childhood trauma and then you would like...
Weird.
Then someone else would mastermind your stuff. You're not really in control of it. And then you would like fake to be someone and then mm-hmm. bang someone and then kill people. Okay, now this is getting weird.
I don't know. It popped into my head. I love him as a character. And
then you want to die at like the age of 16? That's pretty lame. That's sad. That makes me sad for you. I am Ash and I'm living a full life. The last you saw of me, I was in the future. In
That's like very
a,
true.
In like an Evil Dead DeLorean.
I know.
Off to fight and bang and have a good
Just
time.
Just that one shot. Like, you
okay,
know.
All right.
That's
well,
what I'm feeling right now. That doesn't mean tomorrow. Feeling. I'd be like,
right now
I'm
going to
be in The Craft and I'm going to be the chick that wins at mm-hmm. the end. That's not in the Insane okay. Asylum.
Well, maybe we can explore this. Maybe you can bring this up to your therapist later on.
I will when I see her next time. She'll be like, I'm not surprised. That. I'm not shocked by this.
That's awesome. Well, I got something for you.
Okay.
So how about this? What are horror movies that you hate but other people love? Or not necessarily hate, but you don't like as much as the general public does?
Okay. Midsommar. That's a big one.
Yeah, I feel like that's half and half though. Like glaringly,
that's true.
Glaringly. So I'll tell you mine. Like, I have like kind of three. My top two are The Exorcist. People love that movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
I'm not
ever.
A fan of it. I've watched it like three or four times throughout my life, and I don't. It doesn't scare me.
When I saw it, I wasn't. I think I've only seen it twice, and I wasn't scared at all.
I'm not into it.
And it was just like meh.
I mean, yeah, I don't like that one. A lot of people love that movie, and I'm not a fan of it. And it didn't scare me at all. What's Exorcist 3 scared me a hell of a lot more than the original.
Mm.
And I watched Exorcist when I was a kid, Around the same time, I watched like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre frightened the fuck out of me.
As it should
but
have.
Exorcist, I'm like, this is boring.
Right, little right. Person. It was boring. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And another one too, that's actually one of your favorite films, is Jaws. If you consider Jaws to be a horror film.
I do love Jaws.
I hate Jaws. I don't, that's not scary at all.
It's sharks, not scary, but it's, I just love Jaws.
It's not scary. It's not tense. It's not thrilling. It's, I don't like Jaws.
I think it can be tense.
No.
But if you're like.
It's not. I was like a little kid watching. I'm like, well, it's a shark. Why don't you just like get out of the water?
don't go in the ocean. Problem fucking solved.
It can't get you if you're not there. They're like, get away from the beach. Like, what's it? It's just going to leave and find food somewhere else.
Right.
It needs to eat. So it's
just, out for a vendetta. You didn't watch it? There's like a whole.
I know. There's a whole series.
Like out for the whole family.
Yeah.
The Bahamas one.
I know. It's like they killed it. That's so dumb. It's not scary at all. Sharknado is much more entertaining to me than Jaws. Yeah. Why do you like it then?
For me, it's kind of childhood memories. I watched it for the first time with my stepdad, who was actually watched it in the place where it was filmed, like when it was being filmed.
Yeah, I get that.
I get the nostalgia. He hated it because he did not like the ocean. Like, he was like, nah, like, I'm not going in the ocean. There's fucking watch Jaws. And I was just like, fucking giant sharks. It's awesome. Like, I really love sharks.
Yeah.
And we don't have cable anymore, but there used to be something called Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And yes. I was all for fucking Shark Week. I love sharks.
I don't like sharks.
So sharks, I was just like, that's a giant shark that's eating people. That's awesome.
Sharks don't do it for me. Fuck dinosaurs suck. Like, so, you know, a lot of Steven Spielberg stuff. I don't like Jurassic Park. I think it's the dumbest shit ever. I don't like Jurassic Park or Jaws. I was never a kid that was like, had my dinosaurs and going like, woo. I mean
Jurassic Park isn't a horror movie unless you're really super scared of dinosaurs. but that just like changed like I blew my fucking mind.
Jurassic Park changed you?
When I was little watching it in the theater, it was like fucking so cool. Oh, it was so cool.
It's so not cool. Okay, this is me. So that weekend, the weekend Jurassic Park came out. I was on vacation. I was in Colorado visiting my cousin Jimmy. I was 13 years old, staying with my uncle. And there was a weekend, and we were like, let's go see a movie. What do you want to see? And we looked and saw what was in theaters. And I was like, let's go see Last Action Hero. It was the same weekend Jurassic Park came out.
Fun movie.
So that's like how.
That's where your brain is.
That's me. Like, I would rather see Last Action Hero and Arnold than fucking dinosaurs thumping and waters moving. Like, oh no, the water moved. Cool. I hate it. I hate Jurassic Park so much. And I hate all the sequels. I don't like them. I don't like that they're making more. Like, Chris Pratt is like the fucking dinosaur whisperer. Like, in the last trailer, the recent one, he's like, just with his hand. Like,
oh, okay. I get about the new ones, like, but like the first one.
Fuck those movies.
The first one was like just mind blowing for me.
Yeah.
And I love dinosaurs. So it was like.
You love dinosaurs.
They're fucking cool.
I'm just discovering this right now. On this podcast.
We've had
right
this
here.
Discussion before.
We have, but I've never heard the words, I love dinosaurs.
I do love dinosaurs. I think they're awesome. I also think that they probably look completely different than most of what we actually think they are. We totally digress into, you know, I can make it horror. Jurassic Park was, I was, you know, dealing with my dead dad floating around me while Jurassic Park was playing.
Let's not dive into that. Okay. What else you got? You got anything else to throw out there before we wrap this bad bitch
up? So favorite versions of your horror characters. So like, what's your favorite version of Freddy? Not favorite? Freddy. Excuse me. Not Freddy. He's kind of the same except for the remake, which we won't
favorite
speak of.
Versions.
So favorite version of Jason.
Like my
favorite versions of them.
Okay, so
like,
is this
different throughout all of them?
Yeah. So is it like favorite design or favorite like in that movie, like is the movie about it or is it like what they look like, just that
just like who they like, what they look like how they are,
their design you're talking about? What's my favorite
like well and so like, you know,
Jason Voorhees design,
Jason X, that's not a good version of Jason, and also
Cyber Jason, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not so much the movie, but like the design and him as the character.
Him as the character. Okay. Yeah. So if you just all that in, I mean, the one that sticks out is 4. I think 4 is a really good design, and I think whoever that actor was carried the body of Jason really well.
Agreed.
Because it was at a point, yeah, I like the mask. I like how big he was. I liked that he still moved pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And then 4 was also, he got like his shit wrecked a couple times.
He did.
So you're like, oh my God. Like, he's still going around killing people. And this was it was the one before he became a zombie. So
right.
I thought that was really good. My favorite one now is Friday the 13th Part 2. I think he looked pretty cool in that with the sack head,
mm-hmm.
but I have to go with 8 too. I mean, it was a really cool look because Kane Hodder was great carrying Jason as that bodybuilder.
Right.
But then his design was cool because he had the slime on him constantly and he was mm-hmm. like really tattered. It was his clothes were just wrecked. And then underneath of it, he had some, you know, decaying zombie-ish stuff.
Right.
Really slimy. So it was a really swampy kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 7 had a cool design with his exposed spine and stuff like
7's
that.
I really enjoy 7. I like the exposed spine. I like, because that was like right after he came out of the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they really did a good job at like waterlogged Jason
yeah.
and like his spine showing
yeah.
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
the deterioration of
yeah.
that. I really enjoyed. And I did like the remake just because the bigger.
Yeah, he was big.
He was big. He was, yeah. you know, he wasn't.
He's pretty intimidating.
He was intimidating. He was more like a hunter too. Yeah, he was yeah. like, you know, going through his tunnels yeah. through the, you know, underneath the ground and yeah. that whole deal. So I think those are my two favorite Jasons.
Yours are 8 and then the seven in the remake. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I like, I think, 4 was my favorite and then probably 8, those two designs.
So what's your favorite version of Michael Myers?
Ooh, of Michael Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you got me thinking. Oh, crap. What are the looks? I mean, the first one is pretty iconic, right?
It is.
I mean, I would have to go with probably that first one. I think the first one is like the best look. It is. For me.
The original.
Yeah. The original, the OG, Halloween, John Carpenter. That's my favorite look of him.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
You know, I am super partial to the Rob Zombie.
Me too.
One. Yeah. So that's that one and...
Well, which one? Part 1 or 2? Because he looks drastically different.
Part 1.
Okay. Part 1 when he's just full on Michael Myers mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a great one. I like the bulk mm-hmm. to him.
Did you like how he looked in 2 with like his half mask?
The Rob Zombie 2?
Yeah, Rob Zombie 2.
Like,
when I first saw it, I hated it. Because it was like half a mask and you saw his beard and then you saw his face. But now I appreciate it and I dig it. It's not my favorite look, but I get it. What do you think about Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 look for?
I didn't hate it because I think it went along with the storyline.
It did.
Like he had to like dig up his, you know, like.
But we're just talking kind of like about looks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, not my favorite, but I didn't hate it because the one I hate, what I thought you were going to say is the original number 2. And you know, I fucking hate that because he's like 5'5". Like,
you
he's like,
hate his look in that.
He's like a 5'2" fucking Michael Myers. I mean, he's not, but he looks so tiny and like.
Yeah. So the thing
like
is,
you I go from the first one to that one and he's just like this tiny, flat faced fucking.
Oh, his. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he was drastically in reality smaller. I just think whatever they did, it made him look tiny and small.
He looked tiny and small, and I was so mad at that one because it's like, what the fuck?
It didn't upset me as much as it upsetted you because I did like a lot of things about Halloween too.
I did just I just can't do it with that one. That one, he's like a fucking tiny. He's tiny, so stupid.
That's awesome.
So, what's your favorite version of Bubba?
Of Bubba?
Of Bubba.
Ooh, from Texas Chainsaw. Mm-hmm. My favorite version of Bubba, just looking at him. I mean...
Just looking at him.
2. I mean, 2 is great. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 is my favorite one, and mm-hmm. his look there is cool because he didn't have that look prior. It was a black suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his mask was fun. One thing that I didn't realize until recently that if you look really closely on his mask, he has a whole bunch of ears stitched around his mask.
Really?
Human ears. Yeah. You have to look really close, and it's really hard to pick up.
How did I not notice that?
I don't think you can see it. I was watching, like, I was like just checking out some like close-up pictures, and then I'm like, oh, there's ears all stitched across his mask. So his mask design is actually really good. They just didn't show it to you in any close-ups, really, to great detail. Hmm. And it just kind of blends in with the rest of his look. But I'd have to say that one for sure.
Yeah. That one's so fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. That one. That one's my favorite. What about you?
The first one.
The first one? Yeah. Well, he had a couple different looks in the first one. Was it like the beginning butcher look, because then like the later
he puts
half
the makeup
the,
on
the later half of the movie he puts on like a different face where he's got like makeup on and right. he's got no he does have the black suit and the tie in that one.
Yeah
Okay, what am I thinking? Yeah,
I don't know. I like the first one and I like his butcher face.
Yeah,
not with the make, but I also I think I just like that whole character, the whole version, and that like you see his butcher face, but you also see the one with the makeup, and I think
so. You like how the actor did it, like Gunnar Hansen.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I also have to say, I really enjoyed the new one.
The new one?
His
look? Okay.
Just he was so fun, and I felt like the look for him being like 60 years later.
Yeah.
He did a really good job of being like the old version of Bubba. And I liked that look.
Yeah.
I think he did a good job at being.
I'd have to watch it again. Bubba. I remember we watched it and we were like, the gore and everything was good, but the story sucked.
I just liked him.
I remember that he was like, it seemed like he was getting a kick out of killing again.
Yeah. To me, it was like, he hadn't killed for a really long time, and so he was like, oh my god, I got my groove back. Like, it was like, Bubba got his groove back. And he was like, super excited. Bubba's got his groove back. So I really enjoyed that one, but I did like number two, too.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
I guess I like the look, the Texas 3D, when he was at the fair.
That
look was pretty cool. I like that. I like, towards the end of that movie, with the look he had was awesome. I like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, shit. I mean, let's wrap this bitch up because my Bloody Mary is pretty much dead. I think I have a few more drinks. Yeah.
All right. Me too.
Really? Again, we have an Amazon wish list if you'd like to contribute. Maybe we can make our set look a little cooler. And
right.
We'll throw you a shout out if you want to donate. So thanks for listening. And
our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we.
No. Oh, sad.
Sad. Sad.
Well,
drink in moderation and
enjoy life and death. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.